Of this very earth, we welcome you to a very special Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 8th day of November in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 5 minutes past 2 p.m. in the afternoon. We acknowledge your presence wherever you are on the face of this very planet, and to also inform you that you are listening to Radio Biafra live program. We are coming to you from the damnable, the iniquitous Zoological Republic of Nigeria, where things are happening, where every incident is going on to justify the stance we have taken in the past, the stance we are now enforcing, and the stance that will guide our future conduct in time to come, that this very land, that this very freedom that we seek, that this very justice that we yearn for will be able to come about, not long after we are gone, but in this present time, in the time and in the lives of this current generation, this very class that will restore this very kingdom of the Most High God Chukwu Abiama to the face of this very earth. I welcome you, because this afternoon, once again, we are going to tell you how everything we have done up until now has been ordained by the Most High God Chukwu Abiama. How we have not failed, how we are not going to fail, why ideological and philosophical consistency is so crucial and critical if you are involved in any noble pursuit of the kind which we are involved in right now. That this is freedom fighting. This is not democracy. This is a time for men to stand up and be counted. This is a time for people to recognize who they are, to ask themselves very pertinent questions. Did Chukwu Abiama ask me to do this? If the answer is no, then you don't belong here. Nobody is saying you're not a Biafran. We are just saying that you just do not belong in this very gathering, because this very mission has been ordained by the Most High God Chukwu Abiama. This very mission is divine. This very mission is holy. Everything we say comes to pass. People sometimes out of derision, out of jest, they try to ridicule what we say, but in the end, they come to that very starting point from whence we began. We told you that the only way to defend our land is by arming ourselves, and now even Iwanyanwu himself have come to that very glorious realization. I informed you on this very platform, my deputy also did the same thing. Every other person who is discerning enough to understand what is at stake also implied this very fact, that Bilie Human Rights Initiative is a part of APC Alliance. Today the news has broken that the once prominent member of the dismissed, dissolved and defunct Supreme Council of Elders have now come out to inform Igbo people to go and join APC. Everything we say is gospel. If we tell you that people are good, they are good. If we say they are bad, believe you me, they are very, very bad. Because in the end, ultimately, after all said and done, after all the lies, all the innuendos, all the gossip, the sum of everything is that Radio Biafra is always right. I state that with every shred of conviction I can muster. We are always right. Go and check and you will see it. Dr. Kedife has come out to ask you to go and join APC. I told you that Bilie Human Rights Initiative was APC. They managed to flood you with their inboxes. And I love what they did. I like it because they now have told us categorically, those of you that are genuine for this struggle and those that are not. I told them that they will die, they will collapse and they will die. Everything I say comes to pass. It will happen. It will happen, bar none. It will always come to pass. When it was unfashionable thing to say, when it was not politically correct or acceptable to remind the Igbo people that they will be killed in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, in August of 2009, I went on Radio Biafra and I announced it categorically that if you remain in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, you will be killed. In August of 2009. And what is happening today? What is happening today, I ask? You are being slaughtered left, right, and center. You are being pursued like a quarry. You are like an animal that birds of prey, all other animals of prey are chasing after you and they are killing you. They are hunting you down and they are devouring you because you lack honor, you lack consistency, you lack discipline, you lack the grounding to make you go and get what you need. If I was in command of the Biafran forces between 67 and 70, regardless of Kwashioko, regardless of airland and sea blockade, we would have gone into the bushes to continue fighting till this day, until Biafra comes. We don't give up here. I don't give up. You can lie all you like. You can gossip from now till thy kingdom come. I just don't give up. The rest have given up. We have never given up and can never, ever give up. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Our broadcast in the afternoon is not a regular or daily occurrence, so I cannot be able to tell you with any accuracy the areas of the world where now is their midnight. But I know somewhere on this earth now is their midnight. Perhaps Japan, who knows? This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the commander of all her forces who understand what it means to be disciplined, to be loyal, and to be focused. And also the director of Radio Biafra. And also by the special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. The reason why we are immensely blessed is because we are incorruptible. We don't know corruption. and can never know corruption. I know this is very difficult for black people to comprehend, that there are people from Africa that do not know corruption. We do not know corruption. I don't know corruption, and corruption will not know me. In as much as this very noble effort is concerned, in as much as Chukwu Abiama himself ordained that we should come, in as much as this very gospel propagated on this very platform is entirely consistent with the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, there is no way that we cannot be anything else apart from whiter than white and whiter than snow. If we have been found wanting, it is because those we trusted are not Biafrans. They are not and can never be. They can pretend as Bilie did. They can hide, they can run, but eventually they will be exposed. Now they have been exposed, not from any other source, but from their own hierarchy himself. Ikedifa has spoken. Go and join APC. When this news broke initially, there was nothing that people did not say about us. There is nothing they failed to call us, every manner of them, but consistency is the key. I do not change. People can change. People can abandon Biafra for Movement for New Nigeria. People can abandon Biafra for APC. You can abandon Biafra for PDP. You can abandon Biafra to go and take care of your family. You can abandon Biafra to go back to your work. As for some of us, myself in particular, I do not and will never abandon Biafra. Once it comes to Biafra, it is either we get it or we die getting it. We don't change. We can never, ever change. That is a categorical statement now and forever. I have been in this for 19 years. I have never wavered. For one day, I have never said, give me another option. I have only had one option and one option alone. That option is Biafra. And nothing more, nothing less. We have started this match. They said, we should involve other people. We should involve them, and we did. Little did we know that some of the people we involved in what we are doing are not men. They are not men. They are not strong. There is no moral fiber. They cannot withstand any pressure. They cannot sustain any particular assignment with discipline and rigor and dedication. Never, it is lacking. And when you lack discipline, you can never get your freedom. It is mathematically impossible for you to accomplish the liberation of your country without discipline. It is impossible. That is why here we are putting it into place. We have been vindicated once again. The vindication of the stance of Radio Biafra can be found in the statement by Chief Emmanuel Iwuanyanwu to the effect that Ohaneze, Ndiara Nandiosi Nandiama must now come forward to try and defend Igbo land. Defend Igbo land with what? Of course, with guns and ammunition. So can't you see that even these people who are compromised, these corrupt individuals, these vagabonds, these rogues, that they are coming back to the same position adopted by Radio Biafra from time immemorial. From time immemorial. That these things do not change. That is why this very afternoon, this program is a landmark program to reinforce once again the unshakable belief of the editorial board of Radio Biafra, of all the families of the indigenous people of Biafra scattered all over the world, answering to Biafrans wherever they are. We have been vindicated. Our stance is correct. If you have not paid your defense fund, go and read what Iwuanyanwu said. If you are able to discern, to decode, to reason, to apply your brain and your resources to the understanding of written word in English, you must be able to get what he's saying. You have to go and prepare to defend your land. This is a PDP chieftain. This is a member of the PDP Board of Trustees. He is seeing things that you cannot see, that Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are coming for you. The same thing we have been preaching on this very platform that Satan only tried after our atonement to try to dislodge. We will shape them. If we don't go forward to get Biafra, then there is no God in heaven. Because Chukwu Abiama knows the hearts of men. If I lie to my people, if I deceive my people, Chukwu Abiama, you will kill me, you will strike me dead. But if I'm honorable, if I love these people that doesn't deserve to be loved, if everything I do, everything we have done on this platform is to give glory to your name, that your children may once again be able to worship you in truth and honesty, then Chukwa Biama, the Lord of hosts, the creator of the heavens and the earth, you will bless our endeavor. From nowhere you will give us that blessing, and this land of yours will come. It will come to pass. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. As I said, this is a very special occasion, a landmark one for that matter. And I'm joined by those of them that make things happen here. I will go to them to introduce themselves one after the other. This is not normal. We don't do programs in the afternoon like this. But today is an exceptional case. I cannot wait till evening. It had to be done this afternoon. And we continue until at a time when it is no longer prudent to do so. But now we welcome each and every one of you. If you're listening to us via satellite, please, this is a live program, not recorded. The only way you can know that is that the time here now in the Zoological Republic is 18 minutes past 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Therefore, we are live, we are direct, and every protocol applies as well. Our lines will also open should you wish to offer an opinion. Should you wish to have something to say about the presentation this afternoon, you will be more than welcome to do so. And I must remind you once again as to the platform and the means and the ways through which you'll be able to get through to Radio Biafra. As always, our number is there, the universal number that never fails. The numbers in the zoo can fail you, but this one doesn't. And that very number is +44208133-9976. I repeat, +44 or 0044, depending on your preference. 208-133-9976. That is our line. We are on it. If you call us there, you will be able to get us. We are also on Skype, Radio Biafra, and also Radio Biafra 1. We are on Tango. We are also on Viber as well. And we are on the coordinator's line, which is Rapid Response 68. Any of these means you choose to get through to us, you will be able to do so. But without further hesitation, I will go to those of them who have joined me today or to co-host this very program, please. I will start with Uche Mefo, my own very able deputy, very loyal, very committed, very, very hardworking, making it possible for us to come to you every blessed day. I don't know who can hear me. Uche Mefo, can you hear me before I go to the engineer? And also to our head of the Directorate of State, Mazuche Nasiebu. Can you hear me, Uche Mefo?
Yes, loud and clear. I don't know whether you're hearing me.
Loud and very clear as well. Please proceed by introducing yourself and also accepting the very gracious presence of Biafrans all over the world, please.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to all men and women of goodwill, to all indigenous people of Biafra all around the world, those in Biafra land and those in different parts of the zoo called Nigeria. This is Radio Biafra News, our special edition for that matter. And my name is Uche Mefo, and I'm calling from London, but I'm from Abatete. And Abatete is in Idemili. Idemili is in Anambra. And that is how with this, we continue to propagate the good news of Biafra unadulteratedly and ceaselessly, because this project is ordained by God Almighty Himself. Once again, there are a number of things we have to discuss this afternoon, and so I will stand by. I am also joined on this line by Engineer Dr. Irayan from United States of America and Maze Uche Asiebu, who is also the head of the directorate from Spain. And I will now go to the head of the directorate, and after that, Engineer Dr. Irayan, to say hello to Biafrans and all men and women of goodwill from around the world. Maze Asiebu, are you hearing me?
Yes, Uche. Good afternoon from Spain. And good afternoon, Director.
Good afternoon.
And good afternoon, wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. And good morning and good evening, anywhere you are. I want to tell you that this afternoon is a special day. It's a special day in the sense that the preaching we have been anchoring on these programs daily, on daily basis, the so-called Igbos have beginning to see reasons with us. But before I proceed, at least I must introduce myself to you. I still remain your loyal servant, Mr. Uchenna Siebu. I am from Ihitanansa, in Oso, in Biafra land. I reside here in Spain, Victoria, to be precise, with my family. I am your humble servant, the capacity of the head of the Directorate of State. I want you to stay tuned and listen to your device, and I want you to contribute this afternoon. Whatever the preaching we have been making in this radio station has come to pass. Those of our enemies, those of our good friends, those of Biafrans, the good wind, we want you to stay tuned. This afternoon, we are going to bring it to you live. Thank you. I will be standing by for now. I am reporting from Victoria, Spain. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And also thank you to Prince Darlington for reminding me about the base of my microphone, but it's now been corrected, I presume. Please go ahead. Uche, go ahead.
Yes, of course. We go to Engineer Dr. Uriah from United States of America. Engineer, are you hearing me?
Yes, Uche, I can hear you. Can you confirm that you can hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. The world is listening.
All right, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom. My name is Clifford Chukwuemeka Iruanya. I come from Aronji Onyemobi, also known as Omochukwu, in Oguta local government in Biafra land. I want to use this opportunity to say good morning to our able director of Radio Biafra and the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the sovereign state of Biafra. Director, I say good morning to you from Houston.
And good afternoon from the zoo.
Also say good morning to our head of directorate, Omiomio Uchenna Siebu, and of course, Mazi Uchemefo. The time now is exactly 25 minutes past 7 o'clock in the morning. And I am actually on my way to our zonal meeting at Austin, Texas, where we will be having a live debate with both Nigerians and Igbo Nigerians. And here we will battle it out in Telele to know which way to go. They will let us know today if we need to be one Nigeria or if we are going to have our nation Biafra. I am trusting that all those rabble-rousers and those who are for one Nigeria should be able to have the courage to come to 8401 Cameron Road in Austin, Texas. I have been saying this before, and I remember very well, I mentioned it yesterday, that there is something called philosophical and ideological consistency. In Radio Biafra and within the worldwide family of Biafra IPOB, we believe in philosophical consistency, ideological consistency. And today, we have been proven right. We have never wavered on the point that, one, we do not want to mess with Nigerian politicians, and then, two, that we have to defend ourselves. Today, we have been proven right. I urge every Biafran, friend of Biafran, lover of freedom, listening to please don't change your dial. This is a landmark special program. As we proceed, you will come to the realization and understand why we are philosophically and ideologically consistent. Uche Mefo, Director, I will stand by as we proceed. I'm also on my way to Austin.
We know you are on your way. Of course, we do that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you to my own very able Deputy Chairman. All of you will remain with me. You will stand by regardless of the occasion to participate and partake in this very program today, where the essence of it all is to put in very clear terms that we have always been right. It's not a very good thing to say. I understand that modesty does not permit anybody to make that very assertion, but given the extraordinary circumstance of our rise to where we are today, given the hopelessness, the apathetic existence, and the mental stupor in which our people found themselves in, if we make that very claim now, please, you must take certain things into consideration and pardon our use of that very expression, please, if you may. We are always right. That is why we are here today. There are two pieces of news items which we must bring to your attention to underscore, to underline that very fact that not only are we consistent in terms of what we propagate, that people eventually come round to see reason with us, and that everything we proclaim in the fullness of time will be self-evident. There are people calling us already. I will recommend that they do not call us right now until our lines open. Our lines are not yet open. When they do open, we will announce it and people will be able to join us. As for now, we are at liberty to produce the news headlines and accompanying news summary. Anybody who doubts us, I said it before, and Chukwu Abiyama said, you must go on and keep doing what you're doing. Everybody that rises up against this very work that I have ordained, I will bring them to a shame. Just keep doing what you're doing. And that is exactly what we did. That is exactly what the editorial board has been doing. That is exactly what the Directorate of State have been doing. That is exactly what all the families around the world, we have been doing. Those who are genuine. Those who are genuine. That is what I expect them to do. Before I also go on to bring you these news headlines today, I have a few announcements to make. As we have now confirmed that the dissolution, when I dissolved the Supreme Council of Elders, people said, but why should you dissolve it? I said, because Chukwu Abiyama said so. These are not honorable men. And today it has been proven beyond every reasonable doubt that APC is indeed Bilie Human Rights Initiative. I told the people so. Out of the sheer joy and happiness of Unilekwanya Rasiam, that is what this program is going on this afternoon, to let you people understand that this very platform will not change. We can defeat Hausa Fulani people in 6 months. I am telling you the truth before God and before man. To remove Biafra from the zoo called Nigeria, 6 months maximum to come out. The only reason why it will take longer is because of the brain of an Igbo person. Not an Ibibio person. Not somebody who's from Efik. Not Ejo. Not Ishekiri. Not Urobo. Not Isoko. No, not at all. Not even Idoma or Igala, for that matter. But because of the brain of an Igbo man. And this afternoon, we are going to prove it to you. Why an Igbo man is the impediment to getting Biafra. The brain of an Igbo man. They think they know something. They think they're intelligent, but they know nothing. From their own utterances, you can tell that they are the problem. They say, oh, have you told people from Mbamini? I said to them that our people from the riverine, from the coastal areas, they are more ready for Biafra more than we are. Today is the proof. And also I'm announcing that it is no longer the responsibility of coordinating units all around the world to organize the volunteer army. I will handle that very work myself, and I will appoint people that will oversee the recruitment and the screening of those individuals. I don't want the nonsense that happened in Malaysia to happen again, where an idiot who is a failed restaurateur, somebody who has been selling food on the street, one day he got tired, he had no papers. He decided to go home. He said he's part of an army. He's the volunteer, the 1st Battalion of Biafran Army. And our people in Malaysia spent money housing them, feeding them, purchasing tickets for them to go home and to start to dabble into video production. Or is it audio production? That nonsense that happened in Malaysia will not happen anywhere else. And because of that, the entire leadership in Malaysia is under severe scrutiny. For allowing such idiots, for not putting safeguards in place to allow hardcore born saboteurs to come and infiltrate what we are doing. They are under severe reprimand. for such rubbish. Because of that, there is no national coordinator or zonal coordinator from this very second that will oversee the volunteers. I will appoint the chief scout masters in each country. I will appoint them. No other person will. If anybody is calling you, asking you not to take an oath, you better go and join them. We are not joking. I don't retreat from any battle I go into. Go and ask Waziri K. He will tell you. I don't go back. I continue fighting until I win. I'd never ever go back. If you don't want to take an oath, you step aside. Go and follow the idiots. Very soon, the same thing that happened to Bilie will happen to all of you. Mark it somewhere. All of you insubordinate animals. One single day in the not too distant future, the same disgrace today that has befallen Bilie Human Rights Initiative, the same disgrace that is trailing Waziri K and Honest and Dibu will befall all of you. Then you will know that Radio Biafra is the very place where the word of God is preached. You will now understand it. If you never knew before that God is with us, you are about to know. Iwanyawu and Ike Dife is just the beginning. It's only the Malite Kobo. Nothing, we have not even gone too deep into it. Any day you people realize or you recognize that Radio Biafra is where we worship Chukwu Abiama. You think when I say it is a joke, that on this platform is where we worship the Most High God Chukwu Abiama. You think it's a joke? If you challenge Radio Biafra, you will fall. Go and ask everybody from Biafra Foundation to the last person. You challenge us, you will fall. On your own accord. We don't touch you, you will fall. If they are telling you, if people are calling you by virtue of the fact that they were close to us in what we are doing before, they call you and ask you not to take an oath. You are in one almighty mess. I have said it before and I will say it again. After a while, the same thing that happened to these imbeciles. Somebody said their name is not Bilie, it's Handedaradakahabu. Has it not happened now? Movement for New Nigeria. You know what I mean? Are you people actually ashamed of yourselves? Your betrayal started from Ujuku's time. You keep betraying yourselves. You betray the Kweme. You people are not ashamed of yourselves. You people are not without shame. There is no shame. Not an iota of shame. There is no consistency. When you say that you support somebody, your word should be your bond. You support that person. You fight side by side. Even if men are falling, you keep fighting because what you're fighting for is just. The idiots think they can replicate. Are you mad out of your mind to think that you can do what we are doing? Who sent you? Chukwu Abiama sent me. Who sent you? I ask. We continue this very work. As Uchemefa will tell me once, if you get upset and you don't want to do it, I and my children will continue to do Biafra. That is my belief, my philosophy. If everybody goes, Chukwu Abiama wants to do something, that by the time that Biafra comes, you will know that man could not have done it. It's the work of God. And that day you will go down on your knees and you will worship him forever and ever. We don't need multitude. No multitude. As I said, no multitude. We need very few people. And this work will be done. We are about to prove to you now how all this work we've been doing crystallized and metamorphosed into Igbo men now understanding that Radio Biafra is always right. Always right. We never get it wrong. Never. People say sometimes human beings are fallible. Yes, but not Radio Biafra. It isn't. I am not Radio Biafra. It's an independent platform. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I am not Radio Biafra. Once we mount this very pulpit of truth and consistency, something else happens. We are no longer who we are. We become an instrument of holiness. Simple as that. Any day you realize it, then you have survived. That this very edifice can never go down. Never go down. In Senegal, Prince Darlington is my recruiting officer in Senegal. Everything he says in terms of recruitment is what I am saying. But the overall coordinator in Senegal is the one in charge of the running of the affairs of the indigenous people of Biafra in Senegal. Therefore, Prince Darlington will always be submissive and loyal to the command of our coordinator in Senegal. But when it comes to recruiting, identifying people and recruiting them into the army of Biafra, that is the responsibility of Prince Darlington. I'm making it very, very clear now, so that all of us understand. I will appoint one for UAE. I will also appoint one for Germany. I will appoint one for all the other places where we have men waiting to come home. India also, I will appoint them. It is no longer the duty of the national coordinator. I am happy that the head of the directorate is doing this very program with us today. You must inform every coordinator. They will hands off everything to do with volunteering and recruitment. My office will appoint those that will do that very job. In Senegal, we have somebody, and we have hardcore men. We've identified them. We are screening them very well. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do our work. The highest thing you can do, as I said before, people must mark what we say. We identify you as a saboteur. The only thing you can do is to run to Nigeria to sell information to them. You will join them. We will kill you with them. When you come to do Biafra, be prepared for two things to happen. Either we get Biafra or we die. When you fight people like us, we also be prepared for that same eventuality. Some people think I'm a very loving, very quiet person. I cannot harm anybody. It's not that I cannot harm anybody. I don't want to kill you without first killing a Hausa Fulani person. It's a secret now, I'm telling you. Once we do that, once we meet Boko Haram or whatever rubbish they are and their name in battle, and then come back, then you will know that your life can never be the same again. I'm not like a Wazirike local champion in our arena village in Opwe. I don't do things like that. I face my enemies, the real enemies of Biafra, the Zoological Republic, and the stupid women and women that think they have brain, when indeed they are all empty. There will be no mercy, no pity, none whatsoever. No forgiveness. None whatsoever. In your next life, you go and Google freedom fighting before you come and join. Absolute discipline and loyalty to command. Absolute discipline and loyalty to command. Without it, you will fail as you failed in 67 to 70. You will fail as you failed under Wazirike. If you don't understand, let me make it very clear to you. When you get Biafra, you can yap all you like and debate all you like, but for now, you are under strict military code. Simple. Look at the Zoo Army. Are they not running away from battle? Because they are not disciplined. They are running away from battle. Did Mubi not fall? Is that not the home of the chief of army staff or whatever rubbish he is? Did his home not fall? Because he was presiding over an army that is ill-disciplined. There is no camaraderie. There is no comradeship, nothing. Just empty mouth. We are in the army, oh, like the useless idiots that surrounded me before. Where are you now? Where is your loyalty? You don't have it. And then you're cast asunder. This is Radio Biafra. Prince Darlington in Senegal is the recruiting officer there. Nobody should interfere with that very work he's doing. Simple as that. He works for my office. It's important we understand that. No national coordinator should oversee recruitment anymore. I will appoint all the recruitment officers, as I said. All of you that Billy has been inboxing, your choice is Zendiara. Not even his name. Where are they now? Can't you show them what Ike Dife said? Can't you show them what Iwanyanwu said? That in the end, the stance of Radio Biafra has been justified. That is why they think they can blackmail me. You are insane, Ndiara Kunubu. We continue our work. This is Radio Biafra. Very shortly, our lines will open. When it does open, you will be able to call us. I have men with me who are here, and they have remained with me. Very shortly, I will go to them for the analysis, and then our lines will open, and then we'll continue. If, of course, Barrister is a very busy man, if he's able to join us, he knows how to come through to us. The number remains plus 44208-133-9976. We are all here. Even the coordinator's line, Rapid Response 68, is also on. We are going to take calls today. We are going to dissect this very news. This is Radio Biafra. We are reporting this very day to prepare to guard Igbo land against Boko Haram, Iwanyanwu tells Ohanaeze. But you know the funny thing about this news? Iwanyanwu called a, what I call a zoo conference in Owerri, where he invited all the journalists to come to. Do you know that the only people to report actually what Iwanyanwu said is 247 U reports? Every other media that came talked about PDP, and we'll go to them later on. You will see why Radio Biafra is key. This is the only uniting force that we have all over the world that unites men and women of goodwill. Ndi human adema, ohundi anyuku na ndi ekuru, na ndi agwonsi. Greed, envy, and jealousy. This is a platform for lovers of freedom. Here, we are preparing you to be free and also to go into your father's land, Biafra land, and build a civilization. Not to build a country with open gutter. That means all our work would have been in vain. We are educating you. Here. Prepare to guard Igbo land against Boko Haram, Iwanyanwu tells Ohanaeze. Says Nigeria may break up in 2015. At least. Even Iwanyanwu, of all people that we despise because of his compromise with the zoo, is agreeing with us. When I tell you everybody listens to Radio Biafra, of course they do. Who doesn't? And the way that some of us are getting educated is even how these buffoons are getting educated as well. So they're not as daft as we think they are, after all. They are preaching for Nigeria before. All of a sudden, they now know. They are calling Ohanaeze. Why didn't they call Masop and Owazirike? Because they know that even they themselves are all part of the One Nigeria movement. Why didn't they call Bilie? Because they understand that as well. APC, Boko Haram, is here. We continue this very day. Some of you may be amazed to know that 20 priests have been displaced, 3 Catholic deaneries captured by Boko Haram. The Catholic Church is for you. This is a Catholic Church news. 20 priests displaced, 3 Catholic deans captured by Boko Haram. Will Pope say anything? No, but bring back Chibok girls. Bring back. They have taken Catholic deaneries in the zoo. They have taken them. So you will know. It is all here. And then we go to the other news as well. Somebody asked this very question. What is wrong with so-called Igbo leaders? I told you, your so-called Igbo leaders are rogues. Pathetic, wretched criminals. With the exception of Chekwa Sokori, of course. I know why I say what I say. Chekwa Sokori is different. That is why they won't let him into any big party. Because he's an honest man. That's why they took Abga from him. The same thing some of these idiots tried to do. Today now, Victor Ume is planning to run for Senate. After being party chairman, he wants to run for Senate. From size 12, he's now size 24. Amazing stuff. Amazing, amazing stuff. This is Radio Biafra. The truth must be preached here. I am without fear before my enemies. The truth must be spoken. People play with the truth and they will see the consequences. Everybody who compromised this struggle, everybody who concocted lies against us, your life will be full of misery and disgrace. Watch and see. That's what you can believe. They will tell you. They will tell you. We continue. What is wrong with so-called Igbo leaders? This is the leader of Bilie telling us to join APC. Wonder shall never end. This is a news headline in the zoo. Ndi Igbo should embrace APC now, according to IKEDIFE. I don't know why those I love always betray me. I don't know why. Apart from my wife, of course. Why is it that those I love always betray me? This is a man I call father, for goodness sake. Maybe it is me. I don't know. Maybe it is me. It is my fault. But I don't know why Chukwu Abiam is doing this to me. This is a man I call father. We fought to stop APC when the campaign of calumny was going on, when the campaign of gossip was at its height, is because we stopped APC in Anambra. And Bilie was not happy that we stopped APC. Everybody then had to go into overdrive. They formed their own radio station trying to bring down Radio Biafra. Today they can't even broadcast. They cannot, because Chukwu Abiam did not call them. This mission has been ordained by God in heaven, Chukwu Abiam himself, that we must go forth and preach the truth. Any day we lie, we are finished. That is the only edict. Don't lie, you must speak the truth and stand very bold and tall in front of your enemies and proclaim the goodness of the Lord. That is exactly what we are doing. Bar none. Ndarakahabu. Men of honor and integrity. That their yes should be their yes. Why are we in APC? Don't our father here know that APC is Boko Haram? I told Billy, you are Boko Haram. I told them, Agramuna, there wouldn't be APC. Nobody was listening. You didn't want to listen. Some of them out of envy. As somebody posted something and said, if you join those that hate me today, it means you've been hating me from day one by pretending. Oh, stay to go now. Let's see where they will run to. You do anything prematurely, I can't bragging. They gang, gang. They boof wogging. Ask Benjamin Omoka, he will tell you. Nobody challenges what we do. Go and do your thing. We are not. Any day you try to go into competition with us, you are down and out. That's what happened to our dear brother, Benjamin Omoka, who is in jail. And we must bring him out. He tried to compete with us. You don't. After 30th of May, you don't do that. You don't. Do your thing and we do ours. Try to compete with us, you will fall. Where is a useless BVI? They say it's Biafra land. They have collapsed and fallen. The wretched idiot in Germany with his webcam talking rubbish everywhere. Only four people can listen to him. Himself, his wife, and the two children. Nobody listens to him. Oh, is it the people in the zoo? Movement for New Nigeria. Oh, my dear Lord. Chukwu Abiam must be praised. But if my hands are clean, I come to know, child, you will bless me. That's all I say. That is my prayer morning, noon, and night. If I'm a good man, you will bless me. If I'm a bad person, you will kill me. Therefore, my life is in your hands. Simple as that. His will must be done. Not the will of man. The will of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiam, must be done, must prevail in our lives. Because only Him is God. Oh, my dear Lord. The same Iwanyanwu, in the same breath, in the same interview, said presidency will go to the north in 2019, says Iwanyanwu. Not about Ndibo, not even Igbo people can get it. It cannot come to the east. It can't come to the southeast. They cannot even speak for themselves. It is here now. Amazing stuff. The same interview. But the Yorubas are reporting that presidency will go to the north in 2019, says Iwanyanwu. But it's only 247 U reports that gave us the key. Ohaneze, prepare. Who in Ohaneze will you give the money to go and buy weapons? Who? Ndioshi 5 billion naira. Who will you give money in Ohaneze to go and buy weapons and they will not eat it? Who is the person? Do they think everybody is like us here? You ask us to do something and we do it? And some idiots have the temerity to question. In a short while, I said, everything. I don't lie. If you ask me any question, I will answer you truthfully. That is why nobody can come out and say, oh, he's lying. Never, never. You can concoct whatever rubbish you like. Oil price falling may result to states having to look at contingency plans to boost their revenue. This is the type of economy that makes me sick. Oil price is falling. The states will have to raise revenue. But from where? You don't manufacture anything. Your index of foreign trade is in the deficit. The balance, the foreign trade balance is in deficit. You don't manufacture anything, you don't produce anything, you only consume. Where are you going to get the money from to supplement the whatever meager resources they get from the zoo central? Amazing. Amazing. Bloody tales of Akija Shrine re-echoed. Everybody's into criminality. Everybody's into rogues, criminals. In Akija. The small kids have seen how the high priest, the elders are making money. They have displaced them to start stealing from people. That is what reminds me. When people say, oh, Nnamdi Chareogbonu, he's a fraudster. He's deceiving you people. Yes, because you are a rogue. You are a fraudster. You think everybody is like you. No, we are not like you. We are trying to save you from the forces of iniquity. The forces of your fathers, because most of you are fathered by House of Fulani men who can't reason properly. The fact you're a 419, you're a criminal somewhere with a laptop does not mean every other person is a criminal. Understand that. Igbo people. Mad, mad. They're in Okija. Even small kids now, they are putting on their abada to become chief priest because they see that people are coming, superstitious idiots. instead of you going to the lab, going to the laboratory and do something, you believe in superstition. If I pray, I'll have a new car. If I pray, I'll have a new house built. Nonsense. Rubbish. Planning minister stresses need to diversify economy. As I said before, we advise them and they take it. I told you anytime we preach on Radio Biafra, give it 2-3 days, they'll come up with it. Now they know the essence and importance of diversifying away from dependency on oil, because we accuse them of running a rentier economy. You sell one product and you depend on it to survive as a race and as a group of people. That is nonsensical nonsense. It doesn't make any sense to anybody. Now they're changing. The zoo. Planning minister is now saying, oh, why don't we look up for other things to do apart from oil? They listen to Radio Biafra and they pretend they don't. It's only those that the devil convinced. I feel sorry for them. I feel, because of course there will be no forgiveness. I feel so much sorry for them. The devil will be telling them, oh, don't worry, continue, you will succeed. The same way they did to Bilia. The same way, oh, please continue, you. No way now. You are finished. We are not in the same league and can never be. And now the news in greater detail. We're not bringing the news in full, which is the essence of why we are here today. To remind the world of the stupidity of our people. Inconsistency. You sit in one place, those cutting your hand, going round and round in circles. We don't move. You will move and eventually you will come to our position. We are always right. Always. Always. We never get it wrong. I can tell you that. Because Chukwu Abiam is in control. Frontline politician and elder statesman Chief Emmanuel Iwuanyanwu on Friday evening called on the President General of Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo to summon a meeting of all retired senior military officers, police officers, and other security officers from the southeast to detect any sign of security breach that may come from the dreaded Boko Haram insurgents. Iwuanyanwu's call followed the current insurgency ravaging the zoo, where members of the Islamist sect had assassinated innocent citizens and occupied large territories of the northern part of the zoo. Iwuanyanwu could not say that they are assassinating Igbo businessmen. He said innocent citizens. Cowards. Cowards they are. Speaking at press briefing in his Ugwuoji glass house in Owerri, he called a press meeting at Owerri, the Imo State capital, Iwuanyanwu said that this meeting should discuss the security of Southeast. We do not need to wait until we are attacked before we start discussing security problems. From this meeting, security committee may be set up to work closely with the 5 governors of Southeastern Nigeria in detecting any sign of security breach and advice on the best way to tackle them. Iwuanyanwu knows that we are very close to the commencement of our journey in phase 2. He's afraid for his stupid dear life. But at least he's recognizing that we shouldn't wait until Boko Haram comes. Where did he get that from? From Radio Biafra. We've been educating them, both young and old, foolish and wise, criminal and innocent. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. I told you that before. And they will continue to listen. Here is the proof, incontrovertible, when we preach on Radio Biafra, you don't need to concoct anything on videotape, audio tape. It is clear and crystal clear. I say everything I say based on the availability of verifiable evidence, not on concoction. Anagwo on air. Simple. Not rubbish. This is it now. Iwuanyanwu is saying, for those who are not following up, in fact, what he should have said here is that go and I too will contribute to the defense fund or help in bringing in arms to arm our people to go and defend our land. People wait for us to come up with ideas and then they start to scavenge. Before we came, did they do 30th of May? Remember those that fought and died for them, no? Before we came, was there any atonement? I told, not me, they said it is a form. After atonement, in Hedeb began, I told you so. It's here now. It's happening. Iwuanyanwu is effectively saying we should go and arm ourselves for what is to come. And that thing that is to come is Boko Haram. And they will come. Mark it somewhere. And when they start, the same way I don't feel sorry for anybody killed in the northern part of the zoo, I told you in 2009 that they will kill you. Boko Haram to come to Biafra and they are coming now. That one is certain. And when they come and start killing you, I will quietly say, I told you so. Did I not tell you that Bile was the APC? Did I not tell you? Ngwa guna agwa unu kwete kwete ndi Igbo. O se tigo. We continue. Let us go to this very news. Ndi Igbo should embrace APC now, according to Chief. According to Dr. K. Ife, who is a father to me. Father to me, I must say. I love the man. I love him. But he's in APC. I had a debate in his office with him about this APC issue. He's an honorable man. He believes in normal. What he's saying is that in any civilized society, yes, that is what happens. But not in the zoo. You can't ask us to join a political party of those of them that killed us. You can't ask us to join the same party of the descendants of Ahmadu Bello that said Igbos should be killed openly. No, there's something wrong with that. You don't expect a Jewish person to go and join a party formed by the children of Adolf Hitler. It's not possible. It's not possible. It's common sense and reason. It is wrong to label APC as a non-Igbo party, according to KDF. Igbos should come out and vie for more political elective offices under the APC. If you do your permutations about the likely voting pattern in Nigeria today vis-a-vis PDP and APC, you will be surprised, says ex-president general of Ohanaeze, the chairman of Anambra Elders Council and former president general of Ohanaeze Ndi Igbo, Dr. Dozie Kedife, has described as a wrong political calculation for Igbo people not to have impressive membership of the All Progressives Congress APC in particular and all other political parties in general. He said it irked him to hear some Igbo people call ABGA Igbo Party. It pains him that they call ABGA Igbo Party, thereby neglecting the large membership of other political parties as if they know that the party will win the election. He said many Igbos lack political wisdom when it comes to political judgment. We are not talking about political judgment in the zoo, sir. We are talking about Biafra. Remember, the same Biafra we went to court for, the same Biafra we are preaching all the time. We cannot preach Biafra in the morning and Nigeria in the afternoon, or Nigeria in the morning and Biafra in the evening. That is a contradiction in terms. The two are irreconcilably different and can never be one. This is the Bilier stance. APC. When I told you people, did you agree? If not, that I have sworn with my life and that of my family. Some news I come across, I will abandon this struggle. I will leave it. Check up on the Oko. I will abandon them and live in England very quietly. This is it now. Why is it that when we tell you something, you don't listen? That you don't listen to something so simple. This is it now. This is the proof. Bilier Human Rights Initiative, APC, Boko Haram. Is that not what I used to call them? What is happening now? Every Igbo person go and join APC. The truth must be told. This afternoon, I'm sure it is reverberating everywhere in the world. Everywhere is reverberating. Everywhere. Of course it is. 20 priests displaced, 3 Catholic deaneries captured by Boko Haram. This is for people that go to Catholic church. This news is for you. The Catholic community in Borno State, currently without the services of about 20 of his priests who have been displaced by Boko Haram attacks in recent times. In a statement yesterday, the Catholic Bishop of Maiduguri Diocese, Right Reverend Oliver Daome Dashe, said the diocese, which has 46 priests, is currently working with only 26, as 20 priests have been displaced by Boko Haram attacks. He said 3 deaneries of the existing six in the diocese had been occupied by Boko Haram insurgents. In other words, they've taken over their compound. He therefore called on the federal government to step up action towards ending the spate of attacks in the northeast and across the country, noting that the continued attacks on Nigerians across the country are taking a toll on the lives of peace-loving citizens of that nation. But who are the ones carrying out the attacks? They are APC members. They are the ones sponsoring Boko Haram. They are the ones that the Bilier Human Rights Initiative are supporting, with some Igbo men very prominent at that. They are the ones killing people. They are the ones chasing people. They are the ones dislodging people. They are the ones massacring people. And that cannot be allowed to continue. It is happening in the zoo itself. It's happening in the zoo. On a day, we are reporting to you that Chief Iwanyang of Hadel and Enik, that's his construction company, I won't forget, he has come up to say that we should arm ourselves, essentially. That's what he's saying in simple English. So that what Radio Biafra is doing, calling for arms, is actually correct without putting it in those words himself. That is what he's saying, because we are looking to defend our land. So at last, even Iwanyang, Iwanyang agrees with us. Amazing stuff. Amazing, amazing stuff. In the same breath, and according to Yoruba people, the same man, that is the problem I have with Igbo people. You say one good thing, and then you spoil it with a very bad thing. Oh, yes, freedom is very good. We need to fight. We need to demonstrate. We need to, but after doing that, we join the movement for New Nigeria. Does it make sense? New wine in an old wine sack. An old wine cloth, whatever they call it. Or wine skin. I think that's the proper expression. New wine in an old wine skin. It will burst. After all these things, what did Iwanyang say again? That the presidency will go to the North come 2019. Chief Emmanuel Iwanyang, with PDP chieftain, has stated that the North will take power of the center in 2019, urging Nigerians to support South-South in next year's general election. That's it. To support South-South. His own flesh and blood is calling South-South. Let's continue. Iwanyang appealed. He used the opportunity to appeal to politicians from the Southeast, who he said are legitimately and rightly demanding for presidency, to subjugate the ambition to the unity, peace, and stability in the country. Iwanyang says that every Igbo person with presidential ambition, you should dismiss that in the interest of peace and unity in the country. Right now, let us support South-South. After that, the North should take over. Igbo man, no to presidency. And you are in the same country with these people. Do you see how they are? Futu funyo. One mouth, they speak with one thing. Oh, my dear Lord God, have mercy. Amazing stuff. We are here to, you can lie all you like, but we are here to also expose you. That one is crystal clear. You can lie, yo. I'm not stopping you. But if you lie, we expose you. That's all. Oyo Price, the national planning minister, urges states to develop contingency plans. They borrow from us, and they try and develop it. The Minister of National Planning, Dr. Abubakar Suleiman, has advised states to develop contingency plans to complement federal government revenue should oil price decline continue. The minister gave the advice in Ibadan, your state capital, recently in a keynote address at the meeting of the National Council on Development Planning, which he chaired with the state's commissioners for economic planning as members of the council. I told you, they listen to Radio Biafra, for everybody. We told them to try and look for ways. That is something I would have said, and I won't say it because they implement it. I told you. We told them you must diversify. You cannot be depending on the sale of one product only to survive. It's called Rentier Economy. It is named Rentier by Goran Hayden, the famous economist. Most of you don't know him. He's not Adam Smith. I said Goran Hayden. That's his name. H-Y-D-E-N. You can Google it. Rentier Economy, that's what you run. And now they are copying us. As the barrister said, I should not offer any more advice live on air. And I don't intend to do that anymore. And we continue, please. We will continue. Bloody tales of Okeja Shrine. The sins of the fathers, as they say. Echoes of the controversial and raided Okeja shrines resonated over the weekend in Ihiala government area of Anambra State, following the fight for the supremacy between the chief priests of the shrines and the youths in the area who are unemployed. Unemployment and idle mind is a devil's workshop. Now I know. The elderly priests allege that the youths have hijacked their shrines and are duping and killing unsuspecting patronizers of the notorious Ogugwapo and Oguguisi Ola shrines by parading themselves as priests. They are duping people. That is what we do. Because we dupe people, we think everybody is a duper. No, we are not. You may be one, but we are not. Everything we said we are going to do, we have done. Everything we have done. Everything we promised, we have delivered on it. Everything. Makade Amama. We are not criminals like you people. We are not. Now the younger ones, unemployed, now there is no job for them to do. Youths, they are taking over. Any means to dupe somebody. Reminds me of what, anyway, I'm not going to say much until when the time is right. How people that claim their Biafrans are busy duping us. I don't say anything I say without evidence. When I say it, I'll be tendering my evidence. not concoction, evidence. We continue. That concludes it, actually. That concludes our presentation this very afternoon in terms of our news headlines and accompanying summary. And our lines are open. Our lines are open. I hope that it will be able to sustain us. Our lines are now open. You can call us on Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra 1 on Skype. And also on the phone line, you can call us on +44208 133 9976. This is Radio Biafra. On an afternoon, we are coming to you live and direct. Our coordinator's line is also open. Rapid Response 68. Rapid Response 68. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. This is Radio Biafra. We are on Radio Biafra 1 and also Radio Biafra as well. Radio Biafra, all one word in lower casing, 1, and also Radio Biafra. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. Our phone line is also open, +44208 133 9976. This is Radio Biafra. Let's see who is on the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra, live afternoon transmission. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The first one wasn't saying anything. The one on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes.
My goodness me. You see what they can do for them. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, director, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, please, loud and clear. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, my slave Nalika. I am calling from London.
The line is very bad. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Yes, please go ahead. What is your name again? It cut off, as you wanted to say.
Oh, my slave name is Suzette Leacock.
<Your slave.
laughs> Yes, my slave name.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Please go ahead. You're calling us from London, is that correct?
Yes, but I am from Trinidad.
Thank you very much.
Trinidad.
You're a Biafran by marriage, is that correct?
Not by marriage.
Thank you very much. Please
just
go ahead.
Just my friend. I've been listening to your program and I like the movement that you are doing. And I am backing you 100%. You know what I mean?
I do.
I love what you are doing. You are God sent. Your voice, everything is commanding. You understand? I don't know why people just don't come in and listen and just do what you say, you know? Because it's just something that, you know, it moving, you know what I mean? I would like to be part of it in any way that I could, you know what I mean?
And you will be. You will go to our meeting. Yes, you will go to our meeting in London and you will be part of us in London. Of course you will be. You will be.
No, I would like to be part of it because actually I'm going back home, yeah? So I would like to be part
of us in London. Of course you will be.
Yes, I've been sending requests to people in Trinidad, requesting to be part of it in Trinidad, but no one has yet been, you know, accepting me, you know what I mean? But I hope they are listening, you know, because I am genuine. I am no wolf in sheep clothing because I am backing you guys 100%. It's a great movement, you know. I would like to see Biafra come because I am very passionate about it as a woman and as well on board, you know, the Afrans or not, we are all Africans together.
Yes,
and
course.
It is a lovely movement.
Thank you very much. I am so grateful to be talking to you. Very, very grateful because everybody in the West Indies coming down to the north of South America, all the way down to Brazil, we are all from Africa, from the west coast of Africa for that matter. So in that respect, we share a common heritage. I welcome you to this very platform of Truth. This is Radio Biafra, and thank you very much. But please, please, please keep on listening and do not lose hope.
I will, and keep on praying for you and this movement. And God bless you.
And God bless you too. God bless you too. What a way to start this very afternoon. People are now calling us. They are calling us. That is from, the lady is from Guyana. Guyana is a place my friend comes from, Ayodele Dalgetty. So we went to university together as well. Now a manager with Max and Spencer's. We also have another caller on the line. Can you hear me on the coordinator's line? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, thank you, my director. I want to extend my pleasantries to all the goodwill people, all the lovers of freedom anywhere in the world, especially the lady that just called in. She is a Trinidadian, if I heard her very well, and she has identified with us. There are so many of them who are doing the same. Just day before yesterday, there are a couple of them who I spoke to that, you know, welcome the whole idea. So I would like her, once she's listening, to call on my line so that she could be part of us in the meeting. She can always get me on 366-8567. 366-8567. My sister, you are highly welcomed. My director, I thank you for the wonderful work. May God increase in you the strength, the hope, the faith, the foresight, the vision you have for Biafra until the day we will stand still to sing our national anthem to the praise and glorification of his name. Say, my director, I can't thank you enough. Thank you and God bless you and everybody.
He said, please, Leonard, before you go, is it not very clear what you said about Bilia? Is it not very clear what you said about our arms that we're looking to purchase? Is it not very clear that both Ikedife and the Iwuanyanwu have justified Chukwu Abiama should be praised? We adore him.
Amen.
He said we keep faith all the time.
Amen.
In his goodness, and he will never let us down. He will never fail. This is the clearest justification. Thank you very much. And continue the work that the entire family is doing in Trinidad and Tobago. Today has a bit of a Caribbean flavor to it. Our dear sister called us. She is from Guyana. And now our coordinator in Trinidad and Tobago as well. I will now defer back to the principal officers of state waiting for me. This is Radio Biafra. Who can hear me? Uche Mefo, can you? Uche Mefo, can you hear me? I don't know what is happening. They are on Skype. Can't you hear me? Amazing. They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. If they can, later on, we will bring them to you. We will bring them to you. Uche Mefo, can you hear me? Uche Mefo, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra once again. We are live and we are direct. We don't come normally in the afternoon, but today we are live in the afternoon. So please, Uche, if you cannot get through me, to me through this very means, come to me via Rapid Response 68, please. Rapid Response 68 may be better. That is where Leonard came to me from right now. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra, we welcome you wherever you are. Our lines are open. If you wish to be part of what we are doing, then we welcome you wholeheartedly. We welcome you. Our line, once again, is +44208 1339976. Uche, can you hear me? No.
Yes, loud and clear.
Can you hear me? Uche, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, that's better now. For a long time, it wasn't happening. It is better. Please go ahead and tell us anything you wish to discuss with us regarding what we are presenting today, this very landmark edition. Please go ahead.
Yes, of course, everything is happening for the good of the struggle, including all the saboteurs that God Almighty through the atonement are exposing. And so we continue on that trend on the principle of truth and sincerity. This is what is guiding us, or what are guiding us here. And so, just like, well, in the morning, the program I did, it is still the same thing. But it is important that we buttress what we are saying here, that Radio Biafra, indigenous people of Biafra, have been calling for a means of defending ourselves since 2009. And for the simple reason that the Nigerian government, the Nigerian establishment, has no plan to protect indigenous people of Biafra and other ethnic nationalities that are lumped together in that contraption, who do not have anybody to speak for them. And so, since the war, several decades ago, the war, it dawned on everybody that we were all enslaved. Of course, we were given 20 pounds or 20 naira at the
time. Uche, the line is still not very well. The line is still not very sound. We must try and do something. I'm reconfiguring the system, and it should be better in a short while. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, can you hear me? This is Ugochukwu Ezeja calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much, Ugochukwu. I can hear you loud and clear, so is the whole world. Please go ahead, and your line is very clear. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I want to thank you for the wonderful work you're doing. And I want to thank all Biafrans all over the world who is very loyal to this, our struggle. Yeah, Director, there is something that I called for, please.
Go ahead.
I hope you don't mind.
I don't mind. I don't mind at all. Go ahead.
It's about this Malaysia of a thing that you always mention these days, Director. I want to make you to really understand something, that we Malaysians, Director, believe me, you, we are really Biafrans here in Malaysia. You shouldn't
I used to. No. Hold on. I used to think that before. Let me finish so to guide you in what you're saying. Ike Chukwenyagu, who is today trying to undermine or actively undermining what we are doing by selling our information to Nigeria, came from Malaysia. This same idiot that used to sell crayfish in Malaysia that went back, say he's the commander, is also from Malaysia. What is happening in Malaysia? Maybe you can tell us. I don't know.
Director, I understand what you said, but one thing I want you to understand is this. We are not prophets or prophetess to determine who is going to fail us. The issue that you have brought up, that everybody must have to take an oath before joining you in this struggle, is very, very okay. Director, you should know that even you have made mistakes. You promoted people like Ngozi Madu, Rita Anibog, who later finally failed you. What about us Malaysians? Director, what I want
that
you
is
to
correct.
Understand is this.
You are correct. Go ahead.
Believe me, Director, the leadership of the Biafrans in Malaysia, nobody can ever be compared to them, Director. We are Biafrans in Malaysia. Director, if you really, really come close to us, Director, I want you to understand something. Those fools that were sent to Zoo, that were sent to Biafran land, we spent our own hard-earned money to send them there. And they finally betrayed us. Director, if we use that money to pay for our own monthly national dues, I know how many months it will pay for us. But we organized ourselves. We backed them up. We paid for their flight. We paid for everything. Number of people that we have sent to that place, but they failed us. Director, we are trying. Forget about the fact that they failed us. Not everybody will fail us, Director. We Malaysians. People like Obilo Anthony, Director, I want to commend him. We have a great leadership here, Director. We are the number one country that have sent number of people to that place. Forget about the fact that they failed us, Director. They are Biafrans in Malaysia. Believe me, Director. Don't count us off. And don't make the world to start to think that we are not coming up. We are still coming up and we will never fail. If you like, send any person to come and be with us in our zona or national meeting, the person will really confirm to you that they are Biafrans here. Director, please, I want you to do us that favor, not to let us down or make people to start
thinking that we are sending fools to the zoo. It's a mistake. We cannot determine who is going to fail us. Everybody can do that same thing. Even you did that. You did it. You believed people like
Wazirike. I did.
You believe people like Ngozi Madu. You believe and promoted them, and they finally failed you. What about us in Malaysia, Director?
It's a very compelling argument. You have won this very argument. It's very compelling. I like people that debate with reason. You have given me reason, and I completely accept what you're saying. You know how much I loved Malaysia. Malaysia was very close to me.
Yeah.
I cannot do anything without Malaysia, without mentioning Malaysia, until they started sending idiots back to the zoo. Sending fools back to the zoo. As you said, we have all made that mistake. All of us have. Thank you very much. And of course, Malaysia remains what it is. Of course, Nebedim and Obi Anthony, they know how I regard them.
Yeah.
They know. I wrote to Nebedim, I will say it, what I wrote to him in private, that if somebody like Nebedim fails me, then I know that Satan is very close to us. Somebody like Obi Anthony, no.
Yeah.
Elisha Michael, I will bet my bottom dollar that they will not fail. I know that for sure, that they will never, even if everybody runs away, that Malaysia will remain very strong. But they should stop sending idiots back to the zoo, please. That nonsense should stop.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, Director.
Thank you. I'm now deferring to the principal officers of state. I believe that this line is much more clear. Uche Mefo, confirm you can hear me. Uche Mefo,
yes, I can hear you. Are you hearing me?
Very, very clear. Very crisp, please. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much once again, and thank you to all Biafrans and all listeners at the moment, including witches and wizards, including all enemies of Biafra, because they listen. They listen to Radio Biafra, but they also respect Radio Biafra in secret, but they will come out being that they are being controlled by the spirit of jealousy and envy. Everybody is trying to cut his own share. They thought that something is there, that money is there. But some of them are now experiencing what we are experiencing. That there is actually nothing there. Rather, you will put your life on the line. And so, back to the main topic, the main news items that, you know, you read, regarding the call by Wanyang, Chief Wanyang for the Igbo Biafrans to look out for a world defending themselves as a result of Boko Haram menace. And of course, the call by, Dr. Ikedife for the Igbos to join APC. These are the two things I want to contribute, on at the moment, or contribute to at the moment. Now, in the morning, of course, we read the news, but it's also very important to buttress what we are saying right from time. I will start by asking question. If, for instance, the lives of Iwuanyanwu, the hardcore one Nigerianist, Igbo Nigerianist, can, at the end of the day, after listening to Radio Biafra, come out openly, I'll bet to advocate for the need for self-help of our people in Biafra land to defend themselves. Because they will not want to say that it is because of Radio Biafra. Everybody will want to cut his own niche, you know, so that he will be special. They do not want to mention that it is as a result of the consciousness of our people that was raised by Radio Biafra, that he is saying what he's saying. And so that said, it is a corroboration of what Radio Biafra has been saying all along, that we need to defend ourselves, that our people, the Biafran people, wherever clan you belong to in Biafra land, you do not have any protection in the zoo called Nigeria, especially in the northern part of Nigeria, and anywhere outside Biafra land and its environs. And for the fact that the Igbo Biafrans have crisscrossed the whole nooks and crannies of the zoo corner, especially in the northern part, establishing businesses, building up industries and things like, would I say industry, factories, or there are people who are actually doing it. There are also people who have gone to the extent of saying that they are Igbos of Northern Nigeria. There are people who have gone to Lagos and occupied a large chunk of land belonging to Lagosians or Lagos State people or Yoruba people or Ijebu people, as the case may be. There are also those who have gone to Abuja, and they went there as tenants, they went there as non-indigenous, but today they are claiming to be indigenous of Abuja. They are even claiming to be landlords. There are those in Kano. If you go to Sabongere, of course, we know that people there are claiming to be from Kano. People are claiming to be from Hausa land. They are claiming to be Igbos of Northern Nigeria. In Sokoto State, you have them. In Kaduna, you have them. In Jos, you have them. In Adamawa, you have them. You know, there are all everywhere. Now, there is nothing wrong for anybody to look for greener pastures, and especially when they removed everything that we ensure our progressive resistance after the war and give us 20 naira. There is nothing wrong for anybody to begin to look for greener pastures on where to get something to better himself. But it happens that God Almighty still recognizes his people and blesses them. There are a large number of our people, greater number of our people, who have gone to those northern part of Nigeria, and they made it. They are rich. They are economically empowered. They are socially empowered. Name them. But after getting that money and wealth, instead of going back to Biafra land to invest and also help to employ others, also help to make others to be gainfully employed, they concentrated all their wealth in that particular place. Not only that, they concentrated all the wealth and investment in northern part of Nigeria, they have gone ahead to be claiming indigenes of northern Nigeria. These are the people we are talking about. They are also within the political class. These are the people we are talking about. We are not talking about ordinary Biafrans who are still, you know, running around to see whether they will make ends meet. These are people, the people we are talking about are the so-called leaders of thought, people who have high social standing in society, people who have influence. They are the people who are betraying the collective interest of the Biafran people, and it is very pathetic. They have continued to kill our people since 1970 after the war. Every year, year in, year out, there will be one crisis or the other. Anytime you hear about any crisis, it is about targeting the Igbo Biafran economic interest. Their places of worship, their schools and other things. And at the end of the day, one useless government in state government or federal government will try to set up a commission of inquiry, and after that nothing will happen. And our people have been killed in large numbers, some of them buried in mass grave, some of them transported back to Biafra land. But their people do not have enough clout to cry out loud. And they are just buried like that and wasted like that. And it has continued. We have the era of Metesine that terrorized our people for decades. And now, in the present time, we have Boko Haram. This time around, from a multifaceted dimension. They are not just coming from the political point of view. They are combining religious, economic, and other issues bring them together. They want to Islamize everybody. They want to take over, overrun the zoo called Nigeria, not just the northern part, but Biafra land and its environment. And Radio Biafra has been at this since 2009, telling our people to go home. And the so-called Igbo leaders of thought, the so-called sociocultural organizations like Ohanaeze Ndigbo, Aki Ikengas, it was Umez, And recently, Igbo leaders have taught these people are the same group of people. They go from one particular platform to the other in search of money from the Hausa Fulani-controlled government. And they continue to sell our people. When our people are killed in northern part of Nigeria, the so-called government of Nigeria will bribe them, and they will forget their own. We do not have any motorable roads in Biafra land. We do not have any federal government presence in Biafra land. And when we blame the Hausas as well, the Fulanis as well, we also blame our people who are doing that hatted job. These are the old men who call themselves Ohanaeze Ndigbo. They are the people partly blocking any development coming to Biafra land, and with a special reference to Igbo land. Instead of allowing or pressuring the so-called government of the Zuko Nigeria, with whom they have contact, they will prefer to take whatever money they want to give to them and divide it among themselves. They do this in economic sphere, they do this in political sphere. And our culture, our tradition, as a result, is at the brink of extinction. And the pathetic aspect of it is that these men are people who call themselves chiefs, and they wear chieftaincy regalia. They are red-capped men, people who are supposed to be the custodian of our tradition. They are the people who are selling the collective interests of our people. And so, Radio Biafra, with a number of courageous men and women, have stood against the tide over the years, crying and pushing our people, raising the consciousness of our people to the danger that was in the horizon and is still in the horizon, that we need to do something, that in the life of every generation, there must be a revolution of some sort. And we are doing whatever we can. We have been saying all these things, that our people should come home and invest. Relocation is not easy. It is not easy. But times are different. We are faced with a situation of life and death. And so we must choose one. Any sensible human being or group of people will always choose life. But in our own case, our people have prized their economic interests over and above their own safety. And it is very, very pathetic. And you begin to ask yourself, what kind of human being are these people? Very simple. Are we human beings as well, at all?
I don't think so, Uche. I don't think we are sometimes. And at this point, stay where you are, because Engineer Nanya is there with us. So also is our head of the Directorate of State, Uche Nasiebu. But let me also at this point go and bring in the very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlo Obasema. Mr. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, good afternoon, Director.
Ndewo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to all of you from Uche Mefo, Omiomio, Directorate of State, Uche Nasiebu, and Dr. Engineer Clifford Iranya. All of you have been listening. This is an impromptu broadcast brought about by Director. But Director is the only one who can pull us wherever you are, he'll pull you from wherever you are hiding to come and participate. And of course, once Director calls upon all of us, we converge. And that's what we're doing now. I had to leave all I'm doing to make sure I participate in this particular unplanned broadcast. But Director called all of us to come and say something. And that's why we are here. Which I'm sorry that Director had to put on hold, because they need to take my call, at least to say good afternoon and good evening to fellow Biafrans, because I know not everybody is listening at this point in time, because some people have gone to their respective businesses. But of course, the news unfolding is the reason why we are here. That Hadel and Enik Iwanyan, who has been dining and eating with the Northerners.
Yes.
Director has been eating with them for a long time.
Long, long time ago.
And you see, for a long time, director. You know, sometimes I see argue with you on this, director. You said that people are not clever. Iwanyan, who is clever, he knows that the die is cast. Now he's telling our people, you have to defend yourself. Is it today we started saying to them about provision of ammunition? Is it today we've been clamoring for our people to get prepared that Boko Haram will kill you and kill you right into your mother's kitchen? Is it today we've been saying it? Now he's seeing that the die is cast. He has reverted. It's like a bat, you know? When this particular bat was seeing that the animals of four legs were fighting with those on the ground, he joined them. As soon as he saw the ones on the wings, he flew up halfway and also joined them. Iwanyanwu cannot be eating with Buhari, Babangida, all the rest of them. All of a sudden, he just remembered that he has people. He has an Igbo community. He has, oh, God damn it, our people, where are you? This is cleverness to eat foolishness. All this while, where have you been, Iwanyanwu? Only now you remember. And then after saying all he has, then he has to destroy it by saying, support SAF-SAF. Which means all this preaching of this discrimination that people brought upon us, they haven't had the news that we are the same. There is no bloody South, South, East, South, and we are all Biafrans. All of us belongs to the East, period. They will say one thing and then they'll come and destroy it with another. What is wrong with our people, director? But we have to keep an eye. We have to keep our eyes on these people. They know what they are doing. When they see that the heat is on, they come down close to you as if you are part of them. You got to be very watchful, director. Is Iwanyanwu part of us? Where has he been all this while? What has been happening in the north? None of them ever spoke against their masters. Iwanyanwu has his own master, of course. Those who give him contracts, have something like the Boko Haram, one of them. You see, because they know that Radio Biafra, we are galvanizing people, our numbers are increasing. We have foreigners supporting us. Now, everybody, they want to sound good now. They want to be good boys and girls. But things doesn't work that way. When it's time to answer, register, present. If you don't answer that time, obviously, you'll be marked absent. And that is what is happening. When we're talking now, he wants to be seen so that the Afrans will hear his voice just in case. Remember, all these are prostitutes. When it comes to politics, they want to be on this side, they want to be on the other side. No. Biafra is counting those who stand vehemently when we are all dying. Those who are saying to the Northern House of Fulani Boko Haram, stop killing our people. These are the people Biafrans will recognize. Biafra will not just recognize somebody who just stayed by the corner because few days before the election, and they know that Biafrans are eagerly coming to take back what belongs to them, kind of saying something so that you recognize. You cannot fool us. No. You represent Biafrans on set, and Biafra recognize you, not halfway, when you know that the relay is almost over. You come out so that be prepared to run away with those who never recognize our people. Those who knew that people are being shipped, even those who director, it's a big shame. I don't want to say too much because I've been fuming here because of what this guy is saying. He said one thing here, then he said the other one.
Exactly.
Who are they deceiving?
Themselves. They are deceiving themselves and not us, barrister. How about the APC people? You didn't hear what EKD first said about APC?
We should go and join APC. Director, look, you know, there was one day EKD Ife made his last broadcast, and you wanted myself or Uchemefo, Wakukua, to say something. I said to Uchemefo, I don't like this statement made by EKD Ife. That was the last statement because his words are full of ambiguities. I couldn't say a word. I said, no, I'm not comfortable with this. Director, when I see something coming from far, I'll be able to say, stop here. I'm not part of this. Since then, I realized that EKD Ife is no longer part of us. You see, when you are with somebody, you are singing one hymn, all of a sudden, his tone started changing. Then you know that the battle is having some kind of pear shape.
Of course.
Now, EKD Ife is telling Biafrans to support APC. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. Those kill your people. Ah, director, no. Let me give way.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I am returning back again to the principal officers of state who have left hanging. Uche Mefo spoke. I don't know if the Directorate of State, the head of it all, can listen to me. Can you hear me? Mazi Asiebu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. The whole world is listening, including members of the PDP. They are listening. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Once again, my name is Mr. Uche Asiebu. I reside here in Victoria, Spain. Director, I listened so very carefully with the admonition of Barrister and that of Uche Mefo, and wonderfully they put it correctly. Like you rightly said, Iked, if those you love have betrayed you,
except your wife,
and I know our First Lady remained intact and formidable. These are the things I said, although Director, let me now put it correctly. Ikedife is your father, and I will tell you, Ikedife is not my father. Ikedife is not my father, and Ikedife can never be my father. Anybody that betrays his people cannot be my own. Whatever I believe, Director, I believe. I believe in Biafra, and in Biafra I shall die. There is nothing in this world that will make me to betray the Biafrans. Instead of me betraying the Biafrans, it's better for me living this simple world. I will tell you, what is happening to us now, the hour has come. If Michael Iweanyanwu, the man Hadeland Enik, can come back and say the Igbos should get prepared to defend themselves, Director, can't you see things is coming to end?
The zoo is going down.
And not too distant time, victory will be ours. Director, mark this day. Victory will be ours. I always love that song that sings, everything is turning on our way. Everything is turning on our way. And I know, not too distant time, Biafra will come to stay. This is the only country we have. Anybody embracing the zoo, take it or you leave it, that person is a sinner. That person, in fact, as a matter of fact, that person is iniquity himself. Iniquity himself. That person is iniquity. The time has come for we to embrace ourselves. Those of us who will stand by us today, tomorrow they will move on. I tell you, regret will always be your portion. Because you have departed from the ways of the Chukwu Abiyama. Chukwu Abiyama decreed that Biafra will come, and this is the time. After 100 years of perpetual bondage, we've been able to realize, most of us are realizing now that the only option we have is Biafra, and Biafra we shall get. Those of you still believing in one Nigeria, a day will come when regret will be your portion. That's the only way I will tell you. A day will come when regret will be your portion. Those of you betraying us, I will not tell you not to stop betraying us. Although, Director, I tell you, everybody has his own, her own gifts. Destiny differs. There is some people in this world, their destiny is betrayal. They can't do anything without betraying one person. They cannot do anything without betraying you. There is those that has gossip in their own gene. There is nothing you can do, they must gossip. These are the people we are separating from us because this cause is a cause of Chukwu Abiyama. We are nearing to the time where our country will be restored. Those of us who still believe in Biafra, I ask you to remain steadfast. Biafra will come. Although there will be ups and downs, freedom fighting is not an easy thing. If you think freedom fighting is politics, you better have a rethink. Freedom fighting has its own ups and downs. And the downs is very, very narrow, while the ups always wide. Embrace the ups and we shall conquer. I want to use this opportunity as well. I want to announce it. Director, and I want to announce it all the members of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. I want to state it like the director said initially, that everybody as recruiting the army answerable to him directly. So I want to use this opportunity and announce to you that all the liaison officers all over the world stand dissolved. All the liaison offices all over the world stand dissolved. We don't have, no longer have any liaison office all over the world until no one is being conscripted, because the APC Boko Haram has infiltrated the struggle. So we have to separate boys from the men. I want to say it again, all the liaison office all over the world, both intercontinental, both national and zonal, stand dissolved. Anything about the recruiting of our army, you report directly to our director. Director, as a matter of fact, we see to all the people representing in all the countries. Director will do that, and we will tell you when our liaison office start working again. We want to do it like director said. If you are a national coordinator, always work for the restoration of Biafra. If you are a zonal coordinator, always coordinate well. Do not flex muscle with anybody. Although, Ndibo, it is in our gene, always trying to bring one another down. I know Hausa people cannot bring their own down, so to Yoruba people. But Ndibo is in their gene that always bring their own down. This is freedom fighting. Do not come here to practice politics. Don't come here to practice journalism. If you know how to record something, you go to the field of journalism to record something. Do not come here to record nonsense and be putting all over the Facebook trying to bring our commander down. That can never be tolerated. And director, I want to exempt the wonderful Malaysians. You always, these are the people you love so much. We cannot take because one or two fared out and your love for Malaysia will know. Director, you still love them and Malaysia will deliver. Malaysia, that I know that Obilo Anthony is the national coordinator. Director, I know Obilo Anthony can never disappoint. Malaysia, that I know our continental rep in Asia, Mazin Lebedim, is in. Director, I know they can never fail us. Anybody that fails us from Malaysia, they are power-hungry people. Anybody that's always power-hungry, he will always fail. He will always compromise. I know it from Monday. Today, Tuku Abiyama knows his people. And I ask all the Biafrans all over the world, anywhere you are, remain steadfast. The die is cast. Biafra will be ours. Not too distant time, we all be singing hallelujah into the God's kingdom, Biafra. Thank you, Director. I will be standing by for now, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. You have spoken very, very well. Engineer Anya said he was on his way to a meeting, and in fact, to reiterate what our head of director said, there is no more liaison officer or liaison office. Anybody calling you from any country, be it from Germany, be it from Spain, you are a conspirator. You are an APC Boko Haram conspirator. They have failed. They have now joined Nigeria. If you like, you can join them there. People will think maybe, what the question fellow, some idiot wrote on email that Radio Biafra costs £36 to run every month. Oh God. I told him that I would give him 3 times that amount of money to go and try it. Let us stay at this call, please. Before I go to the engineer, stay where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, director.
Yes, good afternoon, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, this is Chinemere John Wime calling from Pojanti, Gabon.
From Gabon?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Are you listening to Radio Biafra this minute?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. Please go ahead. From Gabon, please go ahead.
Yeah. I want to thank you. Although you say we should not thank you,
no,
but...
please, thank Chukwu Abiyama. He's worthy of praise. Thank Chukwu Abiyama for exposing criminals. Not my by my strength,
yeah, thank you.
But by Chukwu Abiyama's grace. Go ahead.
I was listening to the Radio Biafra. I did the atonement, so others, I asked them, they said no. But most of people, they are afraid here because one man was taken to the embassy. He signed a paper that he will never do Biafra again. All these people are persecuted here.
Oh God in heaven. So they took him to the embassy to go and sign a paper saying he will no longer do Biafra.
So yeah, he told me, my father, I really suffered about the whole thing. He cautioned me. I said, if you want to do, continue. Okay. Last time I had a guy who called from Gabon, but I tried to trace him through internet, but I could not see him on the Facebook. So if there's any means we can cooperate, then send our own phone, because I want to contribute. I even called Sister Bere, but unfortunately, when after calling her on Saturday, then on Monday, this issue came up.
Yes, and I have said it, nobody should call Enugu. I have a means to find out who has been calling Enugu office. If you call Enugu office, you will be removed. You will be removed. Not tomorrow you say, I didn't hear it very well. The person will be removed.
There's a guy from Sweden I called, Ozochukwu. So he told me that I should stop calling. Then if there's any information, he will give me about it.
Simple. At least there are some people in Sweden that still obey, who understand what command and control is all about. And of course, they will not fail. Sweden will not fail. We continue. Thank you, my dear brother. Continue your work in Gabon. One day we shall prevail in that very place. I will now go to the other caller, and then before I go to engineer, you have been calling us for a very long time, my dear brother, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Chooks, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Let's go to this other one. The caller on this other Skype line, can you hear me? Hello, Peter, Mark, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I am therefore going to the engineer.
Skype line, can you hear me?
The engineer, can you? Somebody's line is on the conference call, please. Can you mute your mic, please? I want to speak to Engineer Anya, please. I want to speak to engineer. Engineer, can you hear me?
I can hear you, director. Can you confirm that you can hear me?
It's very loud and very, very clear. Please go ahead.
Okay, director, I thank you for the news. And, there's just one news item there that is of interest to me, which is actually the comment of Chief Emmanuel Iwuanyanwu. But however, before I go to that, director, let me say that I too love Ike Dife, if not for any other thing, for the fact that he is domiciled in Biafra land.
Yes.
Remember, there is somebody called Professor Ben Wabweze. Do you remember that man?
Of course, no. I know Ben Wabweze. Yes, I do.
Where does he live?
Ebutameta, Lagos.
Thank you very much. My point has been made. So Dr. Ike Dife is domiciled in Biafra land. And also, another thing I found out, that he also has that weak point that our director has initially, which is trusting everybody. Why do I say so? Director, Ike Dife's signature has been used and abused by some Boko Haram agents. They put up documents and put his name there and signed on his behalf. And he trusts them, and they have been writing a lot of terrible things using his name and forging his signature. He needs to change that. Now, just like the director, the way you have trusted so many people and they try to rubbish our effort, but Tuku Abiyama is God. That will never happen again. Director, the main thing I want to talk about is Iwuanyanwu's confession. My own challenge to Biafrans now is this. Okay, you have heard what Iwuanyanwu has said. Can somebody now inbox you and tell you not to support the restoration fund? Iwuanyanwu is saying that Ohanaeze should defend Biafra land or Igbo land, because he was very specific, but I know he meant Biafra land. Director, is there any way? Please,
never,
can you confirm?
Never, never. It is mathematically impossible.
You see? So, remember from what you read, I heard him talk about retired military officers,
yes,
and all that.
Yes.
So, what are the retired military, what are they going to do? just do march forward, left, right, to go and defend Biafra. Is that what they want to do?
I don't know for these people. I don't know for them. Honestly.
So now, you saw, yeah, that's the challenge I'm throwing to Biafra. If somebody is inboxing you and asking you not to defend, not to contribute to the restoration fund, now you have heard from your so-called Igbo leader that we need to defend ourselves. Will you any longer going to look at that person? Will you consider that inbox? The challenge is between us now. We have heard it from the horse's mouth now that there is need for us to defend ourselves. So what are we waiting for? I am here for Biafran, wherever you are, please come out and support Restoration Fund. Like I said yesterday, the director was unable. It pains me so much, and I keep saying it. It pains me so much that after all the hard work that Vin Emeke has been putting in, the director was unable to go to Mexico. Why? Because there was no money. When he came here in Houston a month ago, we were all sharing rooms because there was no money. And now we are talking about defending ourselves. And people are inboxing you not to contribute to the restoration fund. Now you have heard from Iwanyanwu that we need to defend ourselves. Therefore, it is your duty now to ignore those inbox messages, come out and contribute to the restoration fund. Director, let me conclude by re-emphasizing what you said. You said it almost in a passing message way, but I want to drill it down into the subconscious of our people, especially the principal officers. Let me repeat what the director has said. If any national coordinator refuses to take that oath, that person will be removed. I am re-echoing and re-emphasizing what the director has said. The oath is no longer a secret. Even the Bilier and their pro-Islamic organization, they have published it everywhere. That oath is even indicting on our own, not indicting, it also involves our own director. So you are not taking it on your own. It means that if I don't do this, let this happen. And if director doesn't do it, so it's just everybody. It shows it has director's allegiance to the people of Biafra and your own allegiance to the people. So it is either you take it and belong or you don't take it and you get out. Forget it. It doesn't matter where you are. So that's what I want to reemphasize, director, because I know you mentioned it, but maybe some people will take it lightly. That is very critical, director.
No, I have made it very clear, engineer, that anybody who doesn't, I've been pressed upon the head of the Directorate of State, Maze Uchenna-Siebu, to give me the names of those that have not taken the oath up until now. He said he's having meetings, so I let him to continue with his meetings and then come back. But it's not something you tell somebody twice to do. If you can't tell him, that means you cannot be under discipline. When we were small, they used to say, oh, I pledge to Nigeria, my country. What is that? Did you ever say you will not take the pledge? Did you say you cannot take an oath? When you go to the law, court of law, they give you a Bible to take an oath. I understand some people have been talking to others saying don't take an oath. I have all their names. Even those of them from they said they're getting a call from somebody in Germany that they shouldn't take the oath. I know who the person is. I no longer talk to him. And he knows the reason why. All of you who are interested in trying to sell whatever information, let us see what you can sell. The people you're selling the information to, they are coming to us. Honest and Igbo, they are shifting very close to our own position, which is that we need arms to be able to defend our land. Who do you trust to defend Biafra land? A bunch of criminals that serve Nigerians' interest or Nigerian interest, or those that have stuck to Biafra, come hell or high water? Who are you going to trust? They sent you inbox messages telling you, don't support this very effort. Oh, why should you contribute to the defense fund? Iwanyanwu is telling you that we need to defend our land. Even Iwanyanwu. Is it not laughable? Of course it is. This is Radio Biafra and engineer. Engineer, are you still with me? Or have you finished? Are you still with me?
I'm with you, but I'm done. You can go ahead and take more calls.
Have you gotten to the meeting where you're going to?
No, I'm about 2 hours. I'm in a town called Brenham. I'm in Brenham, which is about 2 hours to Austin now.
My goodness me. Oh, my God. You've been driving ever since. My goodness. We wish you a very safe journey. Very, very safe journey, please. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct this very afternoon. Of course, we took people unawares. They didn't quite know that we were going to be here this afternoon. We wanted to know who the hardcore Biafrans are. Kaimandi Negente. And we have been able to find them. We are coming to you this very day, the 8th day of November in the year of our Lord 2014. We have reported to you exactly what is happening, the need for you to support everything that we tell you, because it's gospel. Gospel. Every adversary will fall. They have fallen and they will continue to fall. On a day, we are bringing you this very twin information that Iwanyanwu of Hadel and Enik, Iwanyanwu, the chieftain of PDP, board of trustees of PDP, the genuine servants of Hausa people, is coming and letting us understand that we need to defend our land. I said this thing first in 2009, August. It took how many years? 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Almost 5 years for Iwanyanwu to recognize that what we are saying is correct and is telling on his endeavor. There are some people who are contributing to the defense fund. We know who they are. And they are the children of Chukwu Abiyama. We know them. They don't shake. They don't move. Every blessed month, they support us. They know we know who you are. I am Andunowo. You don't change. You don't flinch. You don't listen to gossip. You, because you know the truth. And the truth knows you. Let's go and take this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, we have lost them. We have lost them. We have lost them. That connectivity is not entirely very, very great. And our number again is +44208-133-9976. That is our number, should you wish to call us. And also, Rapid Response 68 for all our principal officers, should they wish to also participate. That this is Radio Biafra. I am almost tempted to break with our norm and go back and recap the headlines and accompanying news summary. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go and take this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please, your name and where you are.
Okay, director, good afternoon from Germany. My name is Mr. Chikwendo Ono, known as Mr. Chico.
Thank you very much.
Director, I want to let you know that we have the hardcore Biafrans, who 24/10 we are always listening to hear your voice.
I know.
We cannot stop.
I know.
Anytime I'm watching my Radio Biafra to know if broadcast is going on, because this is just like a sermon to us. Director, why I call again today is because yesterday I called on Radio Biafra, because I want to let you know what you said last time concerning Chukwemeka Ojukwu. Director, you know, I know you are too busy. You are somebody that anybody that you hear about Radio Biafra from his mouth, anybody you hear that say Biafra, Biafra, you trust him. This guy is not a genuine Biafra director.
Who is that? I know that. Who?
Chukwemeka Ojukwu.
Yes, the one from France.
I know that from the beginning, director. From the beginning, there was a post about photo you took in America with the Choma Maris. Director, this guy make a comment that people was attacking him, asking him, what concerns you with director life over whatever he do? Is it for him to go and get you Biafra or what he's doing about his life? And then this guy stopped to call Radio Biafra for over 1 month. He started to call again after he paid some money about his this thing we did at Enugu.
The cenotaph.
Yeah, exactly. If you can recall that.
No, you are very, very current. You are current.
Director, we don't call every day, but we listen to everybody. We know who is calling here just to get famous. Who is calling for people to know that they are alive, that you can get them to make money from Nigeria. We know them, director. So I want to let you, director, even everybody fail you, there are people who are behind you, director. God bless you.
And God bless you, my dear brother. I know that, of course, I said Germany now, USA and Germany, you see it, Wala, and they have not failed. The caller on the line, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Chinedu, can you hear me? He sounds like he's watching football match. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Sounded as if it was in a football match. This is Radio Biafra, of course. We know those who cannot fail. We know those who cannot fail. I have never wavered before in my belief. But when grown-up men listen to gossip, I wonder, Sikyo Dimatendiawo, what type of a human being are you that you listen to gossip? What type of a person are you? It means you lack class. You don't have any class at all whatsoever. Let's go to the line and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
What is your name and Hello. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Biafra land.
And what is your name?
This is Ebuka. My name is Ebuka.
Ebuka who? What is your father's name?
Ebuka Ugochukwu.
Ugochukwu is your father's name. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, I want to, first of all, thank you for coming back to Biafra land.
We thank Chukwu Abiyama for his mercy and his grace.
Please, I wanted to ask something, some question, because I'm getting confused.
Ask that question, I will answer you. Ask any question you like, and I will answer you.
I came back from Denmark.
Yes. Go ahead.
I've been receiving some inbox on my Facebook about how our struggle is going about, and I'm getting
so
confused.
Does it mean you're not listening to Radio Biafra?
Because
are you listening to Radio Biafra? It's a simple question. Are you listening? Yes or no?
And after the destruction of the Sindotaf,
are you listening to Radio Biafra? Do you listen to Radio Biafra?
And the second one is also about the. I'm listening to Radio Biafra.
Then, if you're listening, why are you asking very foolish questions that have not been answered? You want me to go over the Sindotaf issue again? Do you have a pen and paper so I'll go through it so you know? Get a pen and paper so you will not forget and ask them
questions
again.
What I'm asking now is because I'm getting confused.
Why are you getting
I'm
confused?
Listening to Radio Biafra.
Why are you getting confused, I ask you?
Based on this struggle now, some people are already back.
Who are these people who are back working with Nigeria? Can't you see that Bilie left? Are they not now in APC? Can't you see that those that leave beg to come back? Left what? What has happened before? Did we or did we not build a cenotaph? We built it. Attacked by Wazirike?
Yes.
And Nigerian
Bilie
forces.
And the OPC. Excuse me, please. Bilie and the OPC. When this, I think all these groups are fighting for one cause. So why can't them all of us come together and fight
you,
for this?
Because you don't understand. Because you are not well in the head. You don't listen to Radio Biafra. You want somebody fighting for APC to come and join Biafra struggle? Issue maybe. Are you people mad? Don't you have brain in your hand? Your surname is not Ugochukwu. You know who you are, and you're lying and deceiving yourself. Ndiara, we built our cenotaph, was really destroyed it. We wanted to mount a counter offensive that would have led to many of them dying. We received advice from our then chief security officer, Chukabosa, to say we should not, because if we do, the zoo army will take over the place. There will be a moribund on my movement through all the countries that I go to. That wasn't the time for us to mount any offensive against Owasrika and his criminals. That we should stay and allow them. Ask Chukabosa and the Aramunawundioshi, the Beribe. That's why we didn't kill them as much as we have liked to. Mad people. You want me to go and join all other people? Useless fools. All these idiots, I don't know where they come from. Where do they come from? Mad people. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, if you may. This is Radio Biafra.
I hope it's me you're talking to.
I'm talking to you, please. What is your name?
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Thank you very much. I remain Ikorisha from Oguta in Oguta local government of the then still Imo State. I don't know whether Biafra or wherever it may be now. It's not yet identified.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Moscow, the coordinator of Moscow, Russia.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, I want to reiterate our loyalty as a Biafran family in Russia to the director and editorial board of RBL. I will not have to praise you, but commend your efforts to restoration of our motherland, Biafra. We are going to get it soonest, or die trying. I want to use this media as well to inform the world that we have activated two more zones in Russia, St. Petersburg and the city of Perm, and our evangelism efforts to reach other cities in Russia is in top gear. I also want to use this media to announce our executive meeting holding on Wednesday, the 12th of November 2014 on our ESCO group Skype. Executives shall be strategizing on our coming national conference and how we shall officially launch the other zones currently activated in Russia. May God bless Biafra. The other issue I wish to inject in is word of advice to all hardcore Biafrans worldwide is not to be talking about weapons, phones, and so on air.
How do we get Igbo people? How do we get other Biafrans to support what if we don't talk about it?
How do you want us to do it? No. What I'm saying, the fund, of course, it has to be done, but what I'm saying, let them not be airing it on the air because we don't know the enemies and what they have for us.
Okay, I understand.
What I'm saying. It's just a word of advice anyway. But all the same, the fund has to be done and the issue has to be achieved. The issue is not for them not to be putting it on air because we don't know the enemies or those beasts in the jungle.
I know.
We don't know what they have for us. We have to be careful. This is just a word of advice. It can be on private message instead of airing it on air. That's just word of advice. Then finally, I want to thank the director for unshakable commitment to the struggle. And the Chukwu Abioma shall definitely give us our free Biafra. God bless you for your efforts, and I want to assure you comfortably without shaking that we are behind you no matter what.
I know Russia is behind us. I know that for sure. I know that for certainty that Russia is with us. Please, my dear brother. We have a caller on the line and also another caller from Russia. Remain where you are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Yeah, I'm director. Good evening from Malaysia.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm calling from Malaysia. I came from Ninja, the local government, Yapa Land.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Director, I just want to thank you. Though you say that you shouldn't thank you, but yes. I just want to give you a reason why you should thank you about all these things that you are doing for us. You know, when I went to university, I graduated in this industrial mathematics. So I never learned anything from there until now. So let me just say, even if you don't get this data, what I've learned is more than enough for me to pay, for me to pay anything in the world. Because they say knowledge is power. So I'm trying to say that for me, I am so grateful for everything. I always tell my friends that no matter anything, even if you don't believe that we are going to restore our beloved nation, Biafra, at least come, we will learn so many things we never knew about before. So I'm using this opportunity to say, and thank you, a very big thank you for all the things that you have enlightened us for, as we see, really opened our eyes. And my heart is really grateful when I see our brothers as betraying us. I cry because they are all after money. They don't think about their generation to come. They don't think about anything. So it's breaking my heart. I don't know why people think about the future. What is money? Money you can eat today, tomorrow you die. You don't even have anything good in that country called food. I guess it is passion. So just think deeply about yourself. Think deeply about yourself, and you come to realize that we really need our beloved country, Biafra. Thank you, my director. This is what I want to say.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very, very well. We are not retreating, neither can we surrender. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype on the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Please go ahead. Confirm to the listening public, the whole world at large, including every head of state, what your name is and where you're calling from.
My name is Agujebo Shansen Bajito from Ebu Mwenemotrene, the National Collector of Russia.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You're a good man. Please go ahead.
And some seconds ago, the one of my coordinator of Moscow Zone called Barista Ikechukwu. Director, I'm calling here today to let the world know that Russia is behind RBR. We are not going back. We are strong enough. What I don't like is always talking about all those old fools like what they call it, Ikedife. I'm the same day with Ikedife. I remember the last House of Assembly election in Anambra State. The son of Igwori Zunewi and the Ikedife belonging in PDP and the Apuga, they are the same village, all of us. When they go for primary, the Igwe son win the election. Ikedife leave the PDP Apuga and went to APC and used his son to challenge Igwe Ori's son. At last, he lose. When he lose, he begged Nnewi to forgive him for challenging Igwe's son. So Ikedife is a chawo. So it's not somebody we are coming here talking about. His own age, he need to fight and die for Biafra, not for, you know, for APC or so on. We don't need this old fool to deceive us. We need to fight to get Biafra. Biafra is in our hand. Igbo people is only people that can do so. They're thinking about themselves. They don't think about their children, the future of their children. We need to fight to get Biafra, not because of the old fools that we are calling Iwanyanwu and they can defend them. Let's move forward and contribute to the defense fund and get Biafra. We are Russia, we have our contact. Everything is working fine. We are waiting when the director will tell us, are you ready? We are ready 24 hours.
I know.
We are having two zones, almost three zones now in Russia. By in next few weeks, we are going to have a congress in Russia. That's for all the whole zone to come to Moscow.
Wonderful.
To launch the new zones we have.
Wonderful.
Which will be neglected that day in Russia. The date we fix very soon, and we are going to announce it in air. So Director, believe me, we are with you.
I know.
Another thing I want to talk here is between the coordinators, my fellow coordinators. Director, if the whole coordinator that does well, the only option I will bring out is that they will have their own Skype. I can't chat with them. I can't do meeting with them anymore.
You will not even see them. Agujebo, you will not even see them. Talk less of having their own. You will not see them.
Because when the former governor of Niger State, before he became a governor, where they take him go? Arsiokija is well there. So, and even any president who want to rule a country, swell to rule a country.
You have to swear even to rule a country. Didn't Obama swear? Take an oath of office. So, did Obama not swear to become president?
Anybody calling this way we are swearing is a fetish thing, is a fetish man. If you believe what you do, you will swear and work for Biafra.
Simple.
Not for anybody. So, my co-coordinators, if you are really a Biafra, follow us. Don't ask too much questions. What we need is achievement. For me, I stand within Nandikan, left and right. Thank you very much, my fellow Biafrans.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have been on the air for quite some time now, and we will continue the ceaseless propagation of this very gospel that Chukwu Abiama said we must preach. Why are we preaching it? That his will may be done in our lives, now and forever. That's why we do what we do. Nothing more, nothing less. Envy and jealousy can get you anywhere, and you can never be us. You will try, but you can never. Why? Because your steps hasn't been ordained by the Most High God himself. This is Radio Biafra. The caller who happens to be on the coordinator's line, please confirm that you can hear me.
Yes, Director, are you speaking to me?
Yes, I'm speaking to you, my dear brother. Confirm your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Innocent Maramu Ugochukwu
I'm residing here in Dallas, Texas, in United States of America. And I'm from Mbidi, Umuekwe Mbidi in Oru West, in Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, I am the Assistant Coordinator, National Coordinator here in the United States. And I want to use this opportunity, Director, to thank Chukwu Abiyama. And also thank my national reps and all the executives are running with me here in the United States of America. Director, I've been listening for so long. I'm following everything that's going on so long. And I've seen all the works you've been putting on this struggle to liberate your people. But I want you to understand one thing. Most times when things are, when they're going to get tough, that's when it gets better. You will not relent and you never relent, but we, the people here in the United States of America, are with you.
I know, sir. I know that.
You can attest 100%. To that.
USA is 100%. There's no shaking in the USA.
You can attest to that. And by saying that, Dallas is hardcore. As long as I am living here in Dallas, Texas, we are hardcore. We must fight together to get this done soon or later. But talking to those who are having a double mind on this struggle, I want to tell them, being me, I haven't fought and failed. Who knows me knows best. I never fail, and I will not fail, especially when it comes to my people. I will not fail. Director, you will not fail.
You see?
When you make this call for we people, the children of Biafra, the children of Chukwu Abiyama, to join you for this struggle, all I'm saying, it has to be few. It's not going to be everybody. As everybody called, but few must be choosing.
That's correct.
And those ones who are selling out, yes, it's normal. Nobody will sell out. That said, you can never lose if you don't have. You have to be in to sell out. But the problem when you sell out, what come to you later, can you be able to handle it?
That is the problem.
But the problem again is this. People don't understand. When you're talking about people selling out, yes. Can somebody go and find somebody he don't know? No. It's going to be who he knows or she knows that is in that knows what he's looking for, that he's going to bribe. Or going to pursue. So that is why people don't understand that whatever comes good, there must be a kind of pain. And this is that pain that we are going through. And we must overcome it. Come rain, come sun. We will overcome it. And we are already did. People don't know. What makes a man is a challenge. But when you fall and stay down, what is called is a loser. But what makes a man who he is when you fall, you rise and keep on marching. We, the children of Chukwu Abiyama, we, the people under Director Commander Nnamdi Kanu, you pushed us, but we are still moving. And we move to the promised land with him, Director.
You say?
I need to rephrase something. I don't care. I don't know who is listening. It is not a, you can call it, you can take any way you want it. It's not a threat, but it's an advice. We, the children, we, the people, him, Director Nnamdi Kanu, who is superheading IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra, for this struggle to get to our promised land, should not be threatened, should not be pushed in any kind of a dangerous way, because we will stand and defend any demon, any obstacle that comes to our way in any form we are standing to defend it.
Yes, sir.
Nobody should threaten, try for any stupidity. Because my very self, I will not take it. Even if it takes my life, I am okay with it. And I am contented with wherever it comes out of it. That's one. If I'm talking about IPOB, anybody from a member to the executive to our commander director Nnamdi Kanu, it's not a threat, but it's an advice. Now, let me come to Iwoyamu. I'm from Imo State. I know Iwoyamu for a long time. Yes. But now, if he know what he's talking, let he keep on saying that and doing that. But we should not call him. We should not die with him. Let him do it on his own way. Because this call has been made since 5 years ago. That we, the people of Igbos and Biafrans, has to defend ourselves. But him, Iwoyamu, have been dining with APC, Hausa, and the Yoruba people. But now, he knows that he himself and family life is in danger. Now he want to come back and run his mouth. Let him put it in action. Ohaneze ndi Igbo, ohaneze ndi Ara, let him sit down there and keep on looking for 300 billion from Jonathan, which his life is in danger anyway. That's why he's scared. He never announced if he's going to run or not. But it comes to the other way. All our brothers and sisters all over the world, especially here in the United States of America and here in Dallas, that going to the Igbo meeting, ICAM meeting, People's Club, Enyimba Club, Coast City, but you cannot travel home. You cannot send their children home to have a enjoyable weekend or a enjoyable holiday, vacation. But we are here suffering. Why can't you come out and join this struggle so that we can inherit our promised land? Sure. It's appalling. It's very, very, very... when I think about it, I said, as you said, Igbo people born to suffer. Because now, I don't think it's God made us to suffer. We are chosen to suffer, to be slaves all over the world, wherever we are. You see something like a daylight, very clear. You still thinking. What are you thinking? In the Bible, I think they have 300 men that go to war. As you say, we don't have to, everybody have to go with us. So that when it comes, you will tell your children, these people went and did this, give you your freedom, give you your life where we are joining, that these people, indigenous people of Biafra did it, even I'm not there among them. But I want to let them know that we are getting there very soon, because now it's very hard, that's when it's very easy. I come back because I haven't called for a long time. Please, Director, if you can give me time to have a few things to...
Please, go ahead and say so. Go ahead and say so. Go ahead.
I am going to all the officers all over the world. This is time to work hard, as I am doing. This is time, especially for this oath. If you don't take this oath, please... step down. Let me tell you something here in America before you get a job. That's what they call the fine print. You fill application. Now they give you what they call fine print. They ask you to read this fine print and sign before. They say make sure you read it and sign and then send the application in to get that job. That fine print are out. Most of them raise, you will not be late. Maybe in 5 minutes, you cannot even date your co-worker because you jeopardize your job. You can't even steal. Many things, but just for a few. When you sign it, it's out. That qualifies you to get that job. If you don't sign that fine print, you are not going to get that job. Now, if you don't take that out, please step down. And let me come back to those ones that take the oath. If you take that oath, I want to assure you, my very self, Innocent Maramu Gotuku from Umbidi, I'm not hiding it. You know me, people know me. If you took that oath and you sell out, trust me, before the oath will work, I will work on you.
I will personally work on you.
Because this is time to tell the people what we are doing is a freedom fighter. We are not in a meeting of Umunna. This is not a meeting of Umunna. You go there, you just yap your mouth, yap. You go home. No. This is a freedom fighter. Command and control. Obey the last order. Stop, you stop. After that, you ask why. But you cannot keep on working. Ask me, why do you want me to stop? Can never happen. It doesn't matter who you are. You are out and you can never come back.
Simple. Very simple.
When you are out, it doesn't matter. You are the start of this this movement. They use your brain to start this movement. As long as you establish yourself as a saboteur, you are out forever. Go out there and dine with the APC. Boko Haram,
Bilie Human Rights Initiative.
Your life is in danger like them. Not scared. And I want to advise our people again. BBC haven't started. CNN haven't started. Al Jazeera haven't started. We just started in ourselves. A lot of people are checking.
How about when BBC come and do a documentary and say, I'm an armed robber? What will happen? They will all run away now. Oh my goodness.
Time is coming. The closer you get to get Biafra, the more harder it comes. It takes men to overcome all this problem. It will take a brave soldier to stand the heat. People are thinking, because my brother, he's no more there. My brother said this. My sister put this on the video. That's all about. It's nothing. Time is coming. When they tag you, you are Boko Haram, what will you do? Because as our barrister said, if you're going to take your thing, you don't have to hide. Barrister, I quote by you. I am going to get Biafra. It belongs to us. Belongs to me and my family and my generation. I will never succumb any problem that comes to it till I get it, because it belongs to me. I will never hide. So on with everybody has to think that way. Director, you are a brave man. That's why I can't say I'm behind you. I am with you.
Thank you.
If it's a death, we all are going. If it's live, we all are going to enjoy it.
Of course.
And the millions and millions of Biafrans all over the world. This is the time to rally around our commander, Director Nnamdi Kanu. They can inbox me. They do. So whenever they did, they regret to do that. They call me. They regret. Whenever you call me, I say, give me your address. I send my boys to miss me. Then when you see my boys, you talk to them, they will talk to me. The person will hang, say, you are insane. The person will hang up.
Oh, my God.
I don't play, and I will never play till Biafra come. Please, Director, and I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting coming up tomorrow. Please, if you want to attend this meeting, it should be on Skype. This is my number. Director, don't ask me if I can give my number, because my number is always Facebook.
Go ahead, please.
Or they can visit me. You can Google my name. I'm in America. They will tell you where I live. My number is 214-418-2880. Enemy call me. please, and the lover of freedom, please call me and be part of this meeting tomorrow. I say this again, 214-418-2880. I thank every Biafrans all over the world, all the officers all over the world who are working tirelessly all day and night for this struggle, because I know it is not easy. It's called a struggle. Freedom is not independent. So that's why it's very hard. And the director, keep on keeping on. As a pastor said, keep on keeping on, because we will enjoy at the last day. May God protect you while we're watching you. Because God will protect you, but we are watching you. Then who? God will send us to do the job.
You,
bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. And you too. God bless you and all of you in America. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to my dear brother, please, yes. Go ahead. Your name and where you are?
Director, good evening, sir.
Good afternoon from here, I would say. What time is it? No, it's also good evening as well. It's good evening from here. Go ahead.
My name remains Richard Okorede from Benin, calling from Benin.
From Benin. Held
from Ohachadugunang area of. I am so glad for today's of Emmanuel Iwanyang, and
hey, my dear brother, your line is breaking up. It's breaking up. Let's try one more time. In fact, we must bring the program to an end, because it was an impromptu program, and that goes to show that we don't even need to, you know, we can put on a program anytime and people will still call us to offer their views. We go to show that people are listening to us, you see. There are those that, despite advertising for weeks upon weeks, only 3 viewers, only 3 people listen to them. I feel sorry for those people. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra, where we propagate the gospel of the restoration of the complete, absolute, and abiding sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We don't shake. America will not fail. Professor Innocent Odenigbo is with me all the way through. Because when they see goodness, they recognize it. Barrister Mamesi is with me all the way through. I have the entire editorial board of Radio Biafra, the Directorate of State, coordinators all over the world. All over the world. Because why would they leave if Iwanyang can see what we have been seeing all this time? Why would anybody want to leave us when Dr. Ikedife has confirmed with his own mouth what we've been saying, that Belie is APC Boko Haram? What else can we say? As an Ahiamanaman Eronwe, of course, there will be envy, there will be greed, there will be jealousy. We are black people, that is what we are known for. You know, to be stupid is one thing, but to be stupid and also wicked is the reason why Africa is very poor. But we are building a new country called Biafra. In fact, we are restoring an ancient country called Biafra, where there will be no greed, jealousy, nor envy. You know, in England, when there is, you know, all of, you know, those game shows you have on the telly, you see people wishing somebody to win something. They're not going to get anything from it. You see somebody, if you do so well abroad, they will carry you on the head. Michael Jackson became famous only for dancing. He did moonwalk at Emmy Awards, and that was all. White people, they love good. That is why they always get goodness coming their way. But a black person, they see something good and they want to destroy it. That is why they are in darkness, but we bring light to them. That is why Biafra will prevail. That is why Chukwu Abiyama will not allow a project that he commissioned to fall. Okay, quick, he sent us. There will be no shame that will be followed. It is impossible. No shame can come to us. We are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. And for that reason, and that reason alone, we shall worship him all the days of our lives, because he said that Biafra will come, and it is coming. One day, Ohanaeze will beg us and say, show us where your weapons are. I want to increase the number. But we will not show them, because if you show it to them, they will tell their Nigerian masters. Ikedife is the former Ohanaeze President General. Ohanaeze President General, former President General of Ohanaeze, a custodian of Igbo way of life and culture, is asking us to join APC, Hausa, Fulani Boko Haram Party. Something has gone wrong somewhere. We don't change. You may change, but we don't. We are resolute. We are consistent. Everything we said we are going to do, we have done. Every promise we made, we have delivered on it. People have failed us. That is true. Up one day, Biafra, one of our bachelors are going mad. There will be an expose very, very soon, and the world will hear us. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for listening. Join us again later on in the next few hours, I suppose, where we'll be coming to you also from England, I believe. Until then, never forget that to us, Biafra is a religion. Not just a religion. We worship Chukwu Abiama from this very platform and no other place. Because any time you mount the people, if it is mutual, you must speak the truth. Even if it leads to your death, the truth must be spoken. And sometimes people speak the truth for us. I don't believe in conjecture. I am speaking the truth. No, I allow it to be self-evident, to manifest. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, protect, nurture, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. From me here in the Zoological Republic, it is simply good evening.
Triumphant from all our foes.